Color Quest, your mysterious cupboard of magical treasure. Many will say that it is not possible to become an artist without the mastery of color. This is not true. The early painters experienced this. Sometimes they'd start with a black and white painting and then glaze with a see-through transparent color over the parts that needed it. So, in that way, the art masters would finish the painting before adding color. There are two things to consider: mixing color and creating a color theme. It is one thing to try to match a rose petal. With a tiny bit of practice, that becomes really easy. Just be mindful that the secondary color you create is always a mix of the two primaries, and you can go back and forth. Free your mind by arranging a color wheel on your palette. Yes, you know how to make green, but keep it organized. And then, to desaturate the color, mix it with the opposite on the color wheel. You are attacking the color with the colors across, and it will fade. Colors in nature are never fully saturated. They are not primaries. When the color is attacked, then all the primaries you originally used are going at it. You will have a dark mix. So always have your white ready to increase the brightness. But sometimes what you think you want only seems like a good idea. Sometimes in the complexity of your painting, you will lose the harmony, the song, the clarity of expression, and you will end up with multiple color themes in one painting, all wondering what is going on and feeling pretty lost while at it. Look behind Mona Lisa. That is a color theme. It belongs in the background, and it stays there. Mona Lisa has two layers, the background and the portrait. Each layer has a separate color theme, and the two themes are not angry at each other. But if you look at the Mona Lisa from Museo del Prado in Madrid, Spain, oh boy. The outrageous red of her sleeves and the wrong blue of the sky are flirting, and it's scandalous. And let me just say, it was not a good idea to restore the background to a color that is so obviously wrong. I'm sorry. They ruined a Mona Lisa, probably painted by Leonardo. Possibly recovering an underlying experiment with longevity of glazes or something, and called it restoration. This is not a harmonious color scheme. It is all completely wrong. If anybody who ruined that painting is listening to this poem, please stop now. You do not want to hear what I'm about to say. You see, the color in a painting is a second work of art. The color palette, scheme, theme, swatch, whatever you wish to call it, is a work of art. I recently saw an artist create this beautiful little thing, and I noticed what he was doing for color. He was only using colors from a pastel palette. He wouldn't dare to even think about picking a color from another palette. And we should learn from him. There are plenty of celebrated color palettes out there. If you create your art in a specific palette, or recolor your source image with the colors from the palette you like, you are all set. They are not going to be at war with one another. And if eyes need a glow or some magical richness, it is okay to add a custom color, though it will stick out. This, of course, brings us back to mixing colors, because whatever palette you picked, and long before you even look at your canvas, you have to spend a day or two mixing colors. Let me underline the gravity of this step for you, because I did not have anyone underline colors for me. Once you pick your palette and recolor your source image, perhaps on a computer, then you need to take a trip to your dollar store and look for cute little glass jars. Because mirroring a palette by mixing your own colors creates a little treasure. 10 or so little jars full of the colors you picked. A color palette that you like is your friend. It is completely understandable, if not downright lovely, if you pick subjects because they match your favorite palette. But of course, you can have many such collections. A palette for portraits, a palette for winter and summer and spring and fall. Once you are done mixing, then you place your little jars into a 1980s vintage cupboard you found while thrifting. If anybody asks, you cross your arms in deep thought and say, "Yeah, that's where I keep my colors." Do you see? Colors live a life that is separate from your paintings. I know, but it's the truth. Colors are an art in itself, and your favorite palettes are truly a treasure. You know, it is a little known fact that color palettes call to their artists to make them create even more art.